You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, Jaguar fans? On a Friday, this is your man Tony Wiggins with a weekend version of Locked On Jaguars. And as usually, I'm coming to you and letting you know you can subscribe to Locked On Jaguars wherever you get your podcast, because it's your team here every day. And I'm ready to bring the funk and give you what you need here to talk about the Jags. Today's show is a little different, man. I'm gonna talk about patience. And I know right in the middle of everybody being happy about all the things that's going on and all of the excitement that the team is bringing in the offseason, about the last thing anybody wants to talk about is being patient about winning. We've been patient. It feels like the team and the people in this city have been patient long enough. But I think I'm going to give you some scenarios as to why I think you need to be patient with Urban Meyer and the Jacksonville Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence. And I don't mean that you shouldn't expect better. And I don't mean that you shouldn't expect the absolute best. Because here in the first segment, I'm going to tell you why it's going to sound like I'm not giving them a break. I'm going to absolutely let you know why it really sounds like I'm not letting them off the hook. It's going to sound like I'm telling you you should expect them to win the Super Bowl, right? Here's why. This is going to be very similar. Now, first, let me tell you this. There is nothing for you to compare it to in terms of your own personal history with football. Most people don't. Most of the fans, if you're a 27, 28-year-old fan, you don't remember when this team first took over in 1995 when they first started. You're just not going to remember that stuff. I mean, you were either not born, or you were a baby, or you were a toddler, or you walking around with a pull-up on. You weren't worried about that stuff. And even if you were very, very young, you didn't understand the nuances of all the things that went on with the way that the team was constructed and built. But even then, it was a little bit different because there was an expansion draft. I will tell you, though, this is the closest thing that you can get to an expansion draft. I do not recall a situation where a new coach took over that was this ready-made and tailor-made for success in terms of having the number one pick, who was available for the number one pick, what you had cap space-wise, the fact that the cupboard is bare and there is you aren't tied to a bunch of old contracts, right? Meaning dead cap space. There could probably be a few more pieces here that you could trade off for additional pieces. I give you that. There could be a few less holes to fill. But I like the emptiness of the team, because now you get to shape the team and you don't have to undo anything. You can just come in right now and just build it up right now. And there are some things that you like about the club already. Got a good pass rusher. You got a couple of nice pieces on the offensive line. You got a very athletic, young, talented corner. You have an athletic sideline to sideline running hit linebacker. You got a running back that can make people miss, that keeps his head down, that goes north and south, that can also catch the ball. That's a good, solid football player, okay, that you can do something with. You got some pieces. You got a couple of wide receivers that can make plays when you can get them the ball. You got some solid pieces, all right? So it's not as if you don't have anything to work with. It's just that this is the best situation outside of a franchise, an expansion franchise that I've ever seen. Ever. the Dallas Cowboys in 89 when Jimmy Johnson took over, he created a situation where he had Herschel Walker and he turned it into a bounty and they got all of these choices. But you don't have to turn this into anything. This is already what it is. So from that perspective, I think this is the perfect situation. That's why Urban Meyer took the job. I'm going to compare it to something in the second segment. I'm going to compare it to the Philadelphia 76ers when they did all of that tanking and they traded away all the assets and they ended up over a couple of years getting Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and, you know, Markelle Fultz. And that part of it didn't work. But they got Embiid and Simmons, and that's what they have now. And I'm going to draw a parallel to that and why it is successful, but it also isn't at the same time. And then in the third segment, we're going to talk about expectation. What is failing? What is success? What is moderate? Based on what the Jaguars have already been through. And that is critical to me because it's easy for some people to say, man, anything is good compared to what we have been. But then there may be other people that say the one thing that's a blessing is also a curse. And what that is Urban Meyer's presence and Trevor Lawrence's hype means that we can't just expect it to be okay that we're 10-6, 11-5 competitive every year and that we're no longer the doormat and that we're no longer the franchise that everyone laughs at anymore every single year. We can't become the Philadelphia Eagles of the early 2000s. We have to be the Chiefs of right now. We have to be the team that's knocking on the door to win a championship. There's some people that think we need to be the Cowboys of the 90s, the 49ers of the Patriots, the 49ers of the 80s, the Patriots of the 2000s. There's some people that think that we need to reach for that. I might be one of them. So, yeah, that's the kind of stuff that we need to go over and we need to talk about. But right now I'm going to tell you, I've never, ever, ever, and I might be setting us up for failure by thinking about this, I've never, ever, ever seen a situation set up so sweet. And I'm convinced that this is why Urban took the job. I've never seen a situation set up so sweet that was not an expansion situation as the Jaguars are set up right now for Urban Meyer. And this is why I think they need to think outside of the box. This is why I think no one's safe. And this is why I think it is not going to be Club Med. I think they're going to work those guys to death when they get here. Because they need to change their mind, they need to change their body, they need to change their psyche, they need to change their mentality, they need to change their soul. I think when you go to practice, you're going to see some of those guys lose their soul. I really do. In order to really, really change this franchise from its core, I think media guys are going to have their feelings hurt sometimes. Yep, I really do. I think everything about the way the team is covered to the way the team is viewed is going to change. I've had friends of mine that are in the media, man, we don't have no access. Ain't nobody said nothing. I think you better get used to it. I really do. It's all sunshine and rainbows and everybody takes over, but I think it's going to be hurry up and wait from here on out. You're going to get what they give you. We are not the priority. The priority is wins and losses and what goes in the trophy case. I just think that's what it is. I think when you try to win and you try to do something big, there are going to be folks that feel like they're left out. The biggest reward is going to be for the players and the fans. That's just the way it goes. We're going to get on it, man. Let's get on it in the next segment here on a Friday. We're going to do it for you here and talk about it. The changes, the differences. Let's compare and contrast and see if we can tie this thing in to the Philadelphia 76ers because that's the only thing I can think of that even equals this. We'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars on a Friday while you drive home. While you're driving home, I also want you to think about how you're going to make you some money on betonline.ag because it is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college, basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. Somebody needs to teach me how to bet on hockey, too. I'm going to get a tutorial on betonline.ag and figure out what am I supposed to be doing on hockey, because I heard hockey, if you get that down, man, you can really win you some money. They even bet on award shows, TV shows, and reality TV, too. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website to use your mobile device and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. You got to use that promo code to get your 50% welcome bonus, though. And it's called Locked On, LockedOn, all one word. It's betonline.ag, man. That's the place I trust, and that's the place you need to trust, too. Let's get that done so you can get some money in your pocket. All right, man, we're rolling along here on Locked On Jaguars, and I hope you rolled along today. And if you haven't, you can always do it. Check out Locked On Today. It is the great podcast hosted by Peter Bukowski. Is the relationship broken between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks? Get more of the sports you need and the news you need in less time with Locked On Today podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcast. You get it in less than 20 minutes. All you got to do is just subscribe where you get your podcast. Peter Bukowski has that for you every single day. Subscribe to Locked On Today right now wherever you get those podcasts. This is a great show. We got our own quarterback stuff. It's not an issue, though. They got those problems. We don't have one because we're going to get Trevor Lawrence. And because we're going to get Trevor Lawrence, there's going to be a lot of expectation. There's one scenario I won't mention because it involves a word that begins with I and ones that begin that ends with Y. But I will tell you this. Since the Jaguars are doing so much team building, I think it's pertinent that they actually do also get a really good backup quarterback. Somebody who's won games in the NFL. Don't just use that as a placeholder. Don't just use it as some dude who's really good at talking to a young quarterback. Get somebody who can play. Cam ain't going to do it. I think Cam wants to still start, and then I don't know his relationship with Urban Meyer. But get somebody who can really, really play in case they got to play some extended time, because you never know in this league, man, when people get hurt. And that's why I think it's critical that they do any and everything that they can to make sure that that offensive line. I know people are saying that they said the offensive line is great and it doesn't have to be totally broken down. Totally broken down doesn't mean that they're not going to upgrade two starters. Totally broken down could mean that they may upgrade two starters and two of the guys that they have starting are going to be demoted to swing guys. Totally broken down means that they replace one starter and they take one guy and he is the swing guy. And one guy who's a starter is not here anymore. And another guy has to fight for his position. And he ends up getting replaced too, but he also stays on the team. It could mean that of their top eight guys, they replaced two or three of them. Or of their top nine guys, they only keep five or six. You know, it could mean that. It doesn't mean that they're only going to keep two or three out of all nine guys. I think people believe that, okay, it just means they're going to keep the whole line or just going to take, they're going to keep one guy. Doesn't necessarily mean that at all. It doesn't mean that at all. There's some guy, Jimmy Smith believes, you know, Jaguars Ring of Honor guy believes they need to really, really focus on the line. I just think when you have a really, really young quarterback and he's a great player, I just think that's an area that you need to dominate. The great teams dominate the line of scrimmage. And they do. More important than that, the great teams don't allow a dominant defense to have their way. How about that? If a dominant defense, if they're really good defensively, you got to be able to stop them from having their way. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to be good yourself up front. There you go, right? So, keep your quarterback upright. But you're also going to build your team out around that guy. If something happens, whether it's 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, And then the worst case scenario that I'm not going to mention, the team is still going to be built out. You're still going to need to win. I'll give you a perfect example. Dick Vermeil hired Mike Martz to come from Washington. They made a big-time signing. They signed Trent Green to come be their quarterback. Martz brought him with him. And they were expected to contend for a championship. He got hurt in training camp, missed the season. They had a backup quarterback that never threw an incompletion in practice. Instead of going out and get somebody, they go, let's get this guy a shot. 17, 18 games later, he was the MVP and they won the Super Bowl. It was Kurt Warner. Sometimes you can accidentally stumble upon something that turns out to be the right thing to do. But the key is you have to know when you have that guy on your team. And you do the rest of the team a disservice is when you just go get some journeyman dude to stand over there and make $5 million or $2 million just because you think he's a good guy on a chalkboard. You got enough damn coaches. Everybody says get a backup quarterback that's a good coach. Urban Meyer has, and I'm going to keep raising his number because I think it's funny, he has 378 coaches on the team. You don't need another coach. You need somebody that can play. You need somebody that can play if he has to play. And don't say it's Tebow. That's not the answer either. Find somebody that can play. You got the cap space. I don't think it's one of the guys that's currently on the roster. And make sure you don't do this team a disservice by thinking that things can't happen to your guy. I said I was going to compare it to the 76ers. Remember what happened to the 76ers? They were ready to go. Embiid got hurt. He gets right. He comes back next year. Ben Simmons gets hurt. They hold Ben Simmons out. Then what happened? They come back. Markel Fultz got hurt. Right? And it took them a while, but they finally got them all on the court, and then Markel Fultz got traded. But now Simmons and Embiid are playing together. Why do I compare it to the Sixers? Because they tanked and got all of that stuff, and it was unprecedented the amount of currency they had. So here's the part where I'm saying, and this is going to segue to the next segment. Here's what I'm saying. The expectation. The expectation was they're going to win a championship. They haven't. But Philly fans aren't angry because at least they're good. And they're a playoff team. And those two guys are very good. And on any given night, they can beat anybody, right? But we forgot about something. We forgot that Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and LeBron James and Anthony Davis, they're still in the league. Those guys, you still had to beat them, which leads me to this. As good as Trevor Lawrence is, you got to still beat Aaron Rodgers. You got to beat Patrick Mahomes. It looks like now you're going to have to go through Josh Allen. You're going to have to go through these guys that are still there. Deshaun Watson, wherever he ends up playing, is going to be a guy that's in the way. There aren't too many other guys in the way. Russell Wilson's in the way some, but he's in another conference. But you get my point. The point is you can be good, but you got these other guys in the way. Lesson learned. Andrew Luck was never able to get those guys out of his way. Career ended because of injuries. Wasn't a bust in Indy. Went to the playoffs every year, just about. But was never able to get past those guys who he had to get out of the way. It just so happened that Tom Brady was still in his prime. Couldn't get him out of the way. Andrew Luck's gone. Tom Brady still winning championships. So, is it going to be enough? Are you going to settle? Or is it settling? Are we going to have patience? Are we going to have understanding? I'll tell you the two things that could make us not have that understanding, and the one thing that could give us a chance to have that understanding. I'll do that in the third and final segment here on our drive home edition of Locked On Jaguars on a Friday in just a second. While you're driving home, I hope you're not having car trouble. But if you do, if you hear a little noise, turn that radio down. If you hear a little noise, if you hear a little bump, if you hear something, and you know what it is, then I can tell you where you need to get parts at and accessories. You need to get them from rockauto.com because it's the place I go and it's the place that we all go. It's the place that we trust, and you need to do the same thing too. It's a family-owned American business that's been in business for over 2 decades. That's right, 2 decades. And they've been giving out car parts and accessories for the same prices to do it yourself as they have been doing for professionals. You don't have to stand in a chain store and answer weird questions from weird-looking dudes that you don't have the answers to when you could just go to your computer and have those things delivered to your door from rockauto.com. Go to rockauto.com, and then they're going to have a box. They're going to ask you, how did you hear about us? Type Locked On in there so they know that we sent you. It establishes that relationship. And you're going to use rockauto.com all the time, just like I do. Rockauto.com for all of your parts and accessories for any and every single make of vehicle you can imagine. Go to rockauto.com, a great American company in business for over 2 decades. All right, man, your man Tony Wiggins here rounding third base, coming home to you. And I got to let you know about Locked On Bets. I keep telling you guys to go make you some money, but if you're betting on any sport this weekend, it doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's got the lock of the day. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by thebetonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. Listen, here's the deal. The thing that could allow you to be patient so your head doesn't explode if things don't go the way you want them to is this. Just remember where you've been, man, for the last, depending how you look at it, decade or 2 decades if you're a Jaguar fan. Up and down. It's like a roller coaster at your favorite amusement park. Most of the time you've been down. Every now and then, about once every 8 years, you can have a little fun loop. But most of the time, you've been on your way down. Right? That's how it's been. And that's not what we want. Or you can think big. And when you think big like that, it's a high risk, high reward, meaning, man, that ebb and flow is going to be treacherous. You're either going to love it or you're going to have a headache. You know what I'm saying? You're either going to be in ecstasy or you're going to have a hangover. It's one or the other. It's going to be sweet or it ain't going to be so sweet. It's going to be bitter. But that's what happens. If you reach for the stars, you can say, to hell with caution, man. I'll feel terrible for 10 years if you just give me one championship. And the thing that makes you want to have all of that is the hype that surrounds both Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer. You can throw caution to the wind and say, I don't care about the last 10 years. That's my advice to you. Don't worry about the hangover from the last 10 years. My advice to you is to say, hey, to hell with that. I want it all. I'm going to get rich or die trying. Like one of my favorite shows, Billions. I'm betting it all. Let's go. And I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to enjoy that ride. I'm riding with Urban, and I'm riding with Trevor. If that's the way you want to roll, man, I'm all for it. Because you know what? What else you got to lose? You playing with house money, man. The way it's been around here for the last 10 years or so. Man, have fun. Have fun. You got to believe in something. You got to believe in something. You do. I really believe, though, I do. I believe that it's going to be a fun ride. And like I told people in the media, some guys in the media are like, this doesn't mean I get people telling me this. All. I had a client yesterday, and they're probably listening right now, right? I had a client yesterday tell me this. Urban Meyer doesn't mean it's going to win, and I'm doing my best imitation. I said, yeah, you know what? But for me, it's fine because it's either going to be spectacular or it's going to be a spectacular failure. Either way, for me, it works. Doesn't work for the fan base, but for me, covering the team, it works. Because I'm going to write or do a good podcast either way it goes. I'm going to either be your best cheerleader or I'm going to be your best grief counselor. It's like a good attorney. I can be the prosecutor or defense attorney. Either way, I'm going to get paid, right? So it's not about me. It's about y'all. It's about your journey. It's about what you want. It's about how you want to go on the journey. It's about how you want to look at it. It's about you control this. The narrative isn't on me to put on you. It's just on you to understand. It's like you got to accept how you create your own journey in this situation. Well, whatever you do, just enjoy it because it's your choice. It's also your choice to listen to Locked On Jaguars every single day because it's your team every day, and you subscribe and bring your friends along wherever you get your podcast. Man, it is all one love. It is a beautiful Friday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend here in Jacksonville. I want you to enjoy yourself. I really had to sit here and think today. I had a really, really busy day. Could have recorded something last night. Could have recorded something this morning. But you know what? I can't do y'all like that. I didn't struggle for content. I got some things in the bag. I keep a little tablet full of things, little things that I could give you. I didn't want to give you nothing generic. I had to think of something organic. I said, let me give these folks something organic. Let me find something. Let me let the spirit hit me. So I waited in my office here at my suite until the sun came through here and said, this is what I want you to say. So this is what I put out to you today, man, and I hope the energy that I put into this reached you guys because it sure enough reached me. Love talking to you every day here on Locked On Jaguars, giving you the energy that I give you because I feed off of you guys, man. Hit me up at Shop Talking Wig on Twitter or the Locked On Jaguars Twitter feed. Enjoy your weekend. Continue to take care of each other, man, and I'll talk to you guys on Monday.